This weekend, more than 1,000 new parents will be born across the country. It's usually the other way around, of course, but many juvenile courts are staying open an extra day to make final the adoptions of children who are leaving the temporary security of foster care for the arms of parents who want the children forever. Saturday adoptions began about 4 years ago in Los Angeles, which has the largest number of children in foster care. The city is now one of several, including New York, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta, that participate in National Adoption Day. Judge Michael Nash is the presiding judge over juvenile court in Los Angeles County and one of the forces behind the original concept of Saturday adoptions. He joins us from his chambers. Judge Nash, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And we are told there are about 500,000 children in foster care around the country, more than 130,000 of them available for adoption. What about Los Angeles County? What are the numbers there?
Currently, we have about 32,000 children under the jurisdiction of our court here in Los Angeles, and there are right now about 3,000 of them who are waiting to be adopted.
Mm-hmm. And how many do you think will be adopted this weekend?
This week we'll do about 230 of them, which will bring our total for the year to over 2,000.
And Judge Nash, help us understand, as you see it, the importance of Saturday adoptions.
Well, there are different levels of this. We began the program as part of our effort to reduce our backlog of cases of children who are waiting to be adopted, which at one time was between 5,000 and 6,000. Secondly, the Saturday concept is very convenient for all of the volunteer attorneys who are working here. The other great thing about Saturday is it's convenient for the families. They don't have to go to work, most of them.
Yeah.
They can bring their extended families and they can bring their friends, and more people can come and celebrate as we finalize this process for these children.
Yeah, Your Honor, how long does it take to adopt a child, or how long can it take to adopt a child in Los Angeles County?
It can take years. The process has not ever worked as well as it should. But you have to realize that we're talking about adoptions of foster children, and so the legal process itself leading to the up to the time when a child is freed for adoption could take months or it could take years, depending on how the legal process works in a given case.
Judge Nash, I know it's difficult to generalize, but who do you see adopting children these days?
Everybody and anybody. I know that sounds funny, but really, we see folks of all sizes, shapes, colors, sexual preferences. It doesn't matter. The only criteria is that they can give a good home to a child and give love to a child on a permanent basis.
I'm wondering, Judge Nash, are there adoptions over the years that have gone through your courtroom that stand out in your memory?
There have certainly been several. A year or so ago, I did an adoption where the father who was adopting the child was actually the biological father of the child, who had previously lost his parental rights through the process, had gotten his act together, became the foster parent for his child, and then ultimately adopted his child and reestablished the father-son relationship. I've also seen cases where we thought at times that we'd never find a home for a given child. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, a great family comes along and everybody actually lives happily ever after. I'm sitting in my office here and in front of me on the shelf is a diorama that one such child gave to me to remember him on the day of his adoption. I have another letter that I framed hanging on my wall from another child who thanked me for my efforts to keep him with the family that ultimately adopted him. And these things will stay with you forever.
I'm wondering, would you mind reading that for us if you can?
The letter says, "Dear Judge Nash, I just want to thank you for being a good and fair judge. You helped my parents 12 years ago to keep me and help me to stay in one home for all these years. You are also fair to my birth mom. Kids will be lucky to have you as their judge because you will make sure that people will do what's good for the kids and make sure that they're safe. My family will never forget how nice you were to my family, and neither will I. Sincerely," and in his name.
Judge Michael Nash is the presiding judge of Los Angeles County Juvenile Court. Judge Nash, thank you.
My pleasure.